Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, John Schwab here, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. In each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take their bow. From a seasoned professional to a drama student, vocal coaches to the life coaches, you'll find them right here giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. On today's episode is actor Bailey Harris Kelly. Bailey is currently at Alra South and got in touch with us straight away when we put a call out for theater professionals that wanted to take a virtual bow during lockdown. He's not one to sit still and has his own podcast out there, hosted from the Theater Cafe, called Drink the Ink. But listen, enough for me. Let's hear Bailey tell his story.
So I'm Bailey Harris Kelly. I'm 20 years of age, and I am currently a second-year drama school student at Alra South.
And where is that?
So it is in the borough of Wandsworth, near Clapham Junction, like near the Waterloo Way.
So when did you know, Bailey, that you wanted to work in this business and you wanted to be a part of this industry?
Well, it was when I was fairly young, but I realised that I actually wanted to get involved with this business was when I was doing a lot of research into drama schools, the theatre community, what was available, the opportunities. And I realized one day when I was in my bedroom, I had loads of drama schools printed out all across my bedrooms and stuff like that. I just went, actually, like, it was kind of like a subconscious thing. I just went, I really want to pursue this and I want to try and take this seriously. So then I went to theater schools and I decided I wanted to try and get a mentor to study and learn from them. And then from there, kind of like the rest is history, it's kind of just been like this snowball effect.
And was there anything in your early childhood that made you kind of go, yeah, that's my bag, baby?
There was a school production of Wind in the Willows when I was seven. And I didn't really think drama. I was kind of a football boy and all of that. And that's kind of what my parents did and all of that. So I just went, sport, okay, let's do that. But one day the drama school teacher said, you haven't done the audition for this, but I want you to do it. So here's a book, gave me an extract from Dickens, and I read it. And I just loved, everyone knew that I loved telling stories and making up stories, but I didn't know that was what drama was in a way. So I then ended up doing it, and the school play kind of got over carried away, and the whole community got involved, and then the borough got involved, and then people picked up on stuff. And then from there, I was chucked into a theatre school with, we had the pleasure of like certain West End stars coming in, and we were doing like semi-professional work. And then that was it, really.
Who inspired you then and who inspires you now?
Like cliche answer, mum, just because she's the one who put me for it and that's it. Like I owe everything to her and kind of, it's always been me and my mum because we haven't had the best luck with the men, the father figures in our lives. So it's always been us, and she's always pushed me and made me stick to stick to the craft, stick to the training. I did my A-levels early, and then I didn't know if I wanted to take a gap year, do or whatever, when I was 18. So when I was 17, I just went, I want to see if I can do like a mock audition at a foundation school. Then I did that, but that caused a massive drama and I had to leave home and all that kind of stuff. But going back to the question, is also the person who inspired me was Tom Hiddleston, because when I was figuring out the drama, like thinking about whether I wanted to pursue drama as a legit thing as a career, I was watching the YouTube videos and listening to everyone talk about their craft, and from there it just kind of made me think, well, all of these people are taking out their time to talk about their careers and helping us, but also it made me think, all of these, you know, the Patrick Stewarts, the Ian McKellens, you know, Viola Davis, you know, all of these people, everyone, the Meryl Streeps, just everyone thinks that they, you know, they've made it, and they have made it, but they have to consistently keep making it every time. And that's what I love about it, is that it's just the grind and the work, and it doesn't matter of what level you're at, you can always achieve something from it. And that's what I took from those videos.
Excellent. And what about these days now? Who's your inspiration these days? Is it the same?
It's still Mom, and it's still Tom Hiddleston. And it's because I always go back to the videos, and my mom always helps me stay grounded, number one, and also it's kind of just like a release, and just being able to just always talk to her about how I'm feeling and keeping me kind of present within the moment, instead of trying to chase the future goals or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, my next question was going to be, what does your family think of your job? But I think you've said it just now. You almost answered it. Your mom, it sounds like she's super supportive. And I think as a drama school student, how important is that your mom understands what you do and is fully behind you?
It wasn't always like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite difficult because just because drama was so like alien to our family, it's always been like, I support you, but have that backup career, have that back, and that it's never, I don't know what, I think it's because like just growing up, I've never had the idea of like this backup plan that everyone talks about and stuff like that. And it's been hard. Like my mum, I love to write, and I love to write plays, and I love to do that alongside what I do. And my mum always said, you know, like be a journalist or whatever, you know. And there's always been times to be like, you know, why don't you go down the university route? Don't go down the vocational route. Don't, you know, do this, do that. And there's always been the discussion. There's been heated debates, let me add. But it's always been like, I don't know, it's like my sisters, like I've got three sisters and a brother, and like last night we were writing scripts and we were getting ready, and even though they're like from 5 to 9 and stuff like that, we were putting on the shows, and you know, that's all, you know, it's all fun like that. So I think as I think I develop and try to find out who I am as a person within this industry, I think my mum and everyone else around me and my family are thinking, actually this is something, because it is such a hard industry and there's so much content and everyone's doing everything and it's just so hard to stand out. But
You just said that you were writing last night. Having that multiple skilled background, how important do you think that is in today's world, and especially, you know, the world we find ourselves in now?
I also hold podcasts, listen to yours as well. Like I was interviewing someone yesterday, and I think this whole thing, this current climate, is kind of like a reset button, and we're all going to come out of this refreshed. And I think it encourages everyone to make new work, because everyone says, make your own work, do this, do that, because that's what you need to do to try and, you know, if you're new into the industry,
yeah,
that's what's going to help you stand out. But I think it's also because everyone else wants to be in the next big production or wants to be in the next big whatever, you know, the auditions, always relying on that. And I think this whole, it's really jarring what's happened with this industry at the moment. Everything is at a standstill, and now complete and utter lockdown. I think everyone has ideas, but I think this is the perfect opportunity to try and jump on it. Don't be creative for the sake of being creative.
Yeah.
But, you know, just see what's going on, or do the FaceTime and just keep it going. You know, there's the live stream lessons and all of that. And I think that's what we need. And I think even after this, and after we're allowed to leave our homes and we're allowed to do, you know, whatever, I think it should still be a sustained practice. And we should have already been doing this, but now creatives have now been put into a scenario and where we have to be creative in a different way. And I think that's very exciting. And I think that's, yeah, and I think that's beautiful.
Bailey, what cast album would you, or are you, self-isolating with?
Oh God!
If you had one, like only one, which one would you have?
The cast album, Half a Sixpence. I just love it. I'm up near Chichester at the moment. That's the first time that I saw that show. I saw it twice. Charlie Stamp, Callum Train, become like a really good friend now, and it just blew me away. And I've just been hooked onto it. And when I'm ever down in Chichester, it's always on, because also my nan loves it as well. So why not?
Amazing. Okay, you ready for some quick fire questions?
Oh God, here we go.
You have no idea what I'm going to ask. This is great. I love this. So we'll start easy. Movies or theater?
Movies.
It's the first one that makes everybody pause. It's fantastic. Okay. Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Sondheim.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix. Sorry.
Broadway or West End?
Broadway.
Clotted cream or jam first?
Oh God, what do I actually... You've got me there. Clotted cream. I forgot my preference.
I don't know if I have a preference. Crazy. Okay, Wicked or Les Mis?
Les Mis.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Stoppard or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Bailey, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. This is a fantastic little chat, and I wish you all the best. I want you to stay safe and keep writing. You know, this is going to be a brand new world. Like you just said it, the reset button's going to be pressed, and there's going to be a lot of people who want to tell a lot of stories, and there's going to be a lot of ears that have a lot of time to listen.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks. Bailey Harris Kelly, Aura South theater student, speaking from a sitting room on lockdown. Now, we all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. Thank you to everyone who has responded to our call out so far, including Bailey. And if you'd like to take your bow, get in touch with us on any of our social media platforms at Curtain Call, or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com. Join us tomorrow when another theater professional somewhere across the globe will be taking their bow.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.